Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, Director, National Hurricane Center. This is your 5 a.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac, which is a little farther north of Cuba than it was yesterday, but still seems to be feeling the effects of having interacted with terrain and fighting off some other conditions in the atmosphere that haven't allowed it to strengthen very rapidly. Right now, maximum sustained winds at 65 miles per hour, centered north of the central northern coast of Cuba. But again, a very large and sprawling system with effects with winds and rains extending very far away from the center, especially on the northern side. Still moving off to the northwest at 18 miles per hour in the general direction of the Florida Keys, where a hurricane warning remains in effect. Still cannot guarantee 100% that Isaac will reach hurricane strength by the time it reaches the Florida Keys, but it is still on a strengthening trend very gradually in our forecast. And so that hurricane warning still remains up for very good reason for all the Florida Keys and going up the southwestern coast of the Florida Peninsula up to Bonita Beach. Again, because of the size of the system and the expected gradual turn to the northwest and eventually perhaps the north over the Gulf of Mexico, tropical storm warnings in effect for a large part of the western Florida Peninsula coast and the Big Bend of Florida area. Another thing that is new this morning, however, heads up on the northern Gulf Coast. Hurricane watches up for many portions of the northern Gulf Coast, western Florida Panhandle, Alabama and Mississippi coastlines, and portions of southeastern Louisiana. Not yet, anyway, including metropolitan New Orleans. But everyone from Louisiana all the way over to Florida under some kind of watch or warning, except for the immediate coastline for most of Louisiana, just southeastern Louisiana at the moment, and northeastern part of Florida, Jacksonville, not under any kind of watch or warning right now. But east coast of Florida, tropical storm watches and warning. Still a hurricane watch in Miami-Dade County for the slight possibility of maybe some hurricane force winds. Let's talk about all the hazards that are in play here. Again, it's not just a wind storm. We have water hazards to contend with, several inches of rainfall still possible. So don't let your guard down here in southern Florida and the Florida Keys, even if it doesn't make it to a hurricane today before landfall or crossing the Keys later today, because we still could see some very heavy rains, localized flooding possible. You want to stay off the roads today. It's going to be squally. There might be some breaks here and there. Might be tempted to go outside. I'd recommend you don't because driving on very wet roads where it could be flooded can really get you into trouble. People can die that way. So don't get on the roads today in the tropical storm and hurricane warning areas. In addition to water from the sky causing inland flooding, storm surge is one of the other hazards we're concerned with. And in the southwestern part of Florida, that's still an area that could see some storm surge on the order of 4 to 6 feet, 3 to 5 feet, depending on exactly where you are in this very vulnerable part of Florida. And when we have the backside of the hurricane causing the southwesterly flow, that's when you could maximize the storm surge in your area. Storm surge potential exists all the way around the rest of the Gulf Coast, all the way into southeastern Louisiana. Big Bend of Florida, very vulnerable area where we could see 4 to 7 feet in general. The specifics will depend on the exact track and intensity of Isaac. And then the northern Gulf Coast, too early to pin down what storm surge could occur in particular places, but that is one of the hazards you'll want to pay very close attention to your local emergency management officials about in case you are told to evacuate. Today and tomorrow, the time for preparation on the northern Gulf Coast under hurricane watch. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.